Listen, when you get a good night of sleep, you know you're going to have energy. When that happens, you feel good. You feel awesome. That's why you need to be sleeping on a Casper mattress. It helps you get a great night of rest. You see, the Casper mattress combines multiple supportive memory foams to give you a great night of sleep. You spend one-third of your life sleeping, so you should be comfortable. Its breathable design lets you sleep cool, and this is something I didn't know. It also regulates your body temperature throughout the night. And let me tell you, there are lots of people raving about the Casper mattress. More than 20,000 others love their Casper mattress, giving it an average rating of 4.8. You cannot argue with results like that. And here's yet another reason. The price will not keep you up at night. You can also order sheets, pillows, and that will give you the complete Casper experience. Why is it so affordable? Well, Casper cuts out the middleman and delivers it straight to you. You can be sure of your purchase with Casper's 100-night risk-free sleep on it trial. Right now, for my listeners, you can get $50 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/jungle. Once again, casper.com/jungle. Use the promo code jungle at checkout. Terms and conditions do apply. Once again, casper.com/jungle, promo code jungle. Welcome to the jungle. What's cracking? My name is Jim Rome. I am live in the Quicken Loans studios in Southern California. Quicken Loans applies simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. A tremendous Tuesday to you. Got a good show for you. Podcast Tuesday. Podcast is back this week. Smack off 10 days out. 3 good interviews. Takes for days. Today is going to be a very good day. Good show for you. 1-800-636-8686. Jump on that right now. 10 days until the smack off. 1-800-636-8686. Once again, follow me on Twitter at Jim Rome. Email me directly at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. I set you up every single day with those three ways to get involved with the program. If you know what you want to do, if you know what you want to hit, if you know what you want to cover, start doing it right now. Hit any of those three things. Hit all of them. Do what you clones do. Or do nothing at all and let me do all the heavy lifting. That's what they pay me to do. Coming up in about 15 minutes, a pitcher for the Philadelphia Phillies, Aaron Nola. Second hour is wide open. Third hour is busy. Malik Beasley of the Denver Nuggets joins me at the top of the third hour. And Cleveland Indians manager Terry Francona also in hour number three. I mentioned the smack off is in 10 days. Podcast Tuesday, Ep 43, is going to drop a little bit later on. I had a conversation with former MLB-er Jim Abbott. Great sit-down conversation with him, and that's going to come to you a little bit later on today. So, the show sets up like that. Why don't we start this Tuesday with some baseball? Because we are 3 weeks away from the MLB trade deadline, which, of course, means the Manny Machado trade rumors are only going to get louder and louder. That's where I want to start. Now, I know what you're thinking. Why would Baltimore want to trade away a generational player like Machado? I mean, the rare guy to start an all-star game at both short and third. Well, for one, they're horrible. Like, the worst team in baseball, horrible. 25-66, 37.5 games out of first place. Look, I'm no Bill James, and you never want to say never, but I feel pretty confident in saying that the O's have no chance of winning the AL East this year, or anytime soon, for that matter. And Machado is set to become a free agent, so you better get something for this guy while you can. And obviously, the ideal situation would be to deal him out of the American League and send him to the National League so you don't have to run into this guy very often. This is why you hear teams like the Dodgers, the Brewers, the Diamondbacks, and why they would make a lot of sense for Baltimore. Send this guy to the National League, get some prospects back, and maybe you take a run at re-signing him in the offseason, the way the Yankees did with Aroldis Chapman. And even then, if you can't get the guy back, at least you get some prospects, and maybe you keep him out of your league. However, the truth is, there is another potential trading partner. Again, speculation is, the Dodgers might be the front runners. The Brewers might be able to match what LA has, and maybe Arizona wants to get in there because they need help and they want to keep him away from LA. But that other looming trade partner may have even more than any of the other teams that I mentioned to deal with. You know, a team with a really deep farm system. One that the O's would never want to deal with. Of course, I'm talking about the Yankees. Now, that right there is nightmare fuel. The only thing worse for the Orioles and their fans than having to say goodbye to Manny Machado in his prime having the best season of his career would be to have this guy show up in Yankee gear and then do it on a regular basis since they're in the same division. And according to The Athletic, the Yankees are showing increased interest in acquiring Machado. Why the hell not? Why the hell not? In fact, why stop there? Why not just go get Bryce Harper while you're at it? Because the lineup with Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton, and Gary Sanchez was not scary enough. Let's throw in another right-handed bat with power and a guy who plays Gold Glove defense. Now, that there would not be a good lineup. That is an unfair lineup. If the Yankees pull that off, three of the top 10 home run hitters in the American League would be in their lineup. And the crazy thing is, it's not even like they need this guy. They don't need more power in that lineup. What they need, obviously, and everybody knows this, is help in the rotation. But then again, if you can get Manny Machado, you take Manny Machado. If you can't keep your opponents from scoring, just outscore them yourself. Turn every single game into a shootout on the diamond. Like the Red Sox, they've got four nasty lefties in the rotation. Yeah, well, here are four nasty righties in our lineup. Just dump some kerosene on the arms race in the AL East. Because the last thing you want to do is lose the AL East and then get stuck in that wild card game, especially if you don't like your rotation that much. Now, I'm not saying that the Yankees acquiring another all-star would be especially good for the game of baseball overall. But baseball is better when the Yankees are good, and this would make the Yankees better. So in a sense, I do want to see that deal get done. Not because I think it's the best for Baltimore, because really it's the worst for them, but they should be able to get more from the Yankees than anybody else. Do that deal just so we can all see how Boston responds. Because if history is any guide at all, if New York adds an all-star, Boston has to add one too, or maybe two or more. It's an arms race there. And again, the last thing you want to do is not win that division. If you're either Boston or New York, the last thing that you want to do is have to deal with a wild card situation. So, a few weeks out, Manny Machado is on a lot of teams' radars, and most notably, the Yankees. Then what happens? 1-800-636-8686. In terms of Machado, he admits that the whole thing's getting a little bit distracting. And in fact, somebody had to ask him about the possibility of him going to the Empire.
Rumors, just a rumor. I don't talk rumors. I play baseball. Got our ass kicked today. Second game, won the first game, but I talk baseball. Talk baseball with you all you want. I don't talk rumors.
Needless to say, he's getting a little tired of it. He's getting a little aggravated by it. I don't talk rumors. I talk baseball. We got our ass kicked today. You want to talk to me about our getting our ass kicked? Let's go ahead and do that. But I don't deal in rumors or speculation or innuendo.
Got our ass kicked today.
My man, you know it's bad if you'd rather talk about getting his ass kicked. My man, get ready for three more weeks of that. It's only going to get louder and worse. But then again, you do play for Baltimore, so you're probably going to get your ass kicked on most nights. So just stick to the script. This guy's awesome. Tremendous player. There's nothing he can't do. He's in the prime of his career. He's having his best year for the worst team in baseball. I can see where that guy might be on edge. Where do you think he's going to end up? 1-800-636-8686. Lots of other topics. Let me give you an idea where I want to go today. I want to talk about the Houston Rockets losing a couple of key pieces. A couple of key pieces that might not seem so key, but they are. They are. A couple of guys who had every reason to have them where they were. And now, they might want to go and get Carmelo Anthony. This guy's not the answer. Not at 34. Not the way he plays defense. Not where his offensive game is these days. He is not the answer. Golden State keeps getting better day by day. And it's not because of anything they've done. They're getting better day by day because the Rockets are getting worse day by day. And believe me, if there's anybody who deserves the benefit of the doubt, it's Daryl Morey. This guy's a genius. He's brilliant. He had them in position to beat Golden State. But it kind of makes you wonder, right? Up 3-2, headed back to Houston with a chance to finish and two chances to advance, and they couldn't get it done. It makes me wonder if Houston's window has already slammed shut. Trust me, Melo is not going to be the guy to keep that window open. I've got that for you. You know, it's a good day when there's a take on Jay Cutler. Jay Cutler is still in the news. Cuddy! Cuddy's great. I don't want to give this whole thing away, and I don't want to have a spoiler alert, but you know how I always say, we don't really know any of these guys? Most of these guys are not what you think. Watching Cuddy's reality show leads me to believe he's exactly who we think he is. Maybe. That's coming up also later on. I may go off the board completely today with something non-sports related. Why would I do that? Because I can. Because it's my show. Because when Costco cancels their Polish dog, then there's a reason to go off the board. People are not happy about this. It might be mid-July. I don't mind talking hockey. Not as it relates to Ovi. It looks like he's finally going to end his Stanley Cup tour. My man earned it. And nobody has hit it as hard as Alex Ovechkin. That story's coming up also. One more basketball note. It's actually more of a family note, parental unit note. Many of you have been here. I'm not saying we've all been there because I haven't. I feel really strongly about this. I was one of those guys that when I had children, when Janet and I had kids, I honestly did not care what the sex was. I didn't have that weird legacy thing. I didn't have that, oh man, I got to have a boy. I got to have a boy. So then I could stick everything in his left hand and I could have an athlete. Didn't care. Didn't care. Didn't care about anything other than having a healthy child. The same cannot be said for a lot of you. The same might not be said for Gordon Hayward, who found out he's having his third daughter and did not seem very happy about that. But social media being what social media is, the fam had to videotape what the reveal was. And he didn't do a real good job of hiding his disappointment, allegedly. That's three for him. Three girls. And the Smack-Off's 10 days out, so you know I have various and multiple Smack-Off takes. 1-800-636-8686. This guy's already in on it. Rome, war Gordon Hayward being more excited about snapping his leg when he received the news that he's going to have his third daughter. Matt in Tucson, that guy's out in front of it. Even before I could tease that, that guy sent that email. Listen, I don't know what's going on in this guy's head. He seemed pretty disappointed. He did not do a good job of hiding his disappointment. However, I would beg to differ. I'm guessing that as disappointing as it might be to have a third daughter, he's still not more excited about snapping his leg. I haven't asked him. I'm just going to assume. Nate in Appleton tweets, Machado to the Yankees? That's so lame. Regards, the Warriors. War the crew. You might end up with him. Milwaukee could end up with him. You, of course, know the story about Milwaukee. They had a lot of success renting a big-time star. CC Sabathia got them back in the postseason. I could see it. It might happen. Radom27 tweets, Machado should be with the Yankees. I would have traded him there for nothing. Derek Jeter. Again, if you're Baltimore and you know the guy's going to walk, and you don't think you can re-sign him, you better move him, but you'd rather not move him in division. Or if you're Baltimore, maybe you think to yourself, we're dead in the water this year. We could get something for him right now and maybe re-sign him. Maybe. Then again, the guy is playing on a team that's 37 and a half games out of first place. What are the chances of him wanting to be with you? At Bleeds Iron tweets, as an O's fan for 40-plus years, I have seen some lean times, but letting Machado go makes me want to go Jeff in San Antonio.
War me and my fiance?
War Manny and the O's? War Brooks Robinson? War Mike Cuellar? War Jim Palmer? Or us being 37 and a half games out of first place? Or me being a badass because I love my Orioles so much? You mean like that guy? Would you get off this guy, Jeff in San Antonio? Let that go. That thing jumped the day, it jumped the week, it jumped the month. It's going to jump the year, it'll probably jump the decade. I'll be like 75 years old hosting this show, and some of you other 80-year-olds will still be going in on Jeff in San Antonio because he cried once on the show, because he got caught up, because he was having a child and marrying the woman of his dreams. How is that bad? When we come back, Philadelphia Phillies pitcher Aaron Nola. So, clones, where do you think I go for energy products? Do I not have great energy? Do I not have it every single day? So where do you think I go for those products? Sports nutrition. or my vitamins. GNC. GNC, of course. And with GNC Auto Deliver and Save, do not worry about missing a daily dose of your favorite vitamins and supplements. Once you set up your free subscription, GNC takes care of the rest, shipping your products automatically, free of charge, and with 10% off the order. Not to mention, you'll never pay a membership fee, and you can change your order at any time. Quality shipped, wellness delivered. You want to go to GNC.com or check out a store near you. Once again, GNC.com or check out a store near you.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Some telephone calls a little bit later on. Phone lines are open if you want to try to get through. In fact, get at me right now, 1-800-636-8686. But as I mentioned, I'm joined by a pitcher for the Philadelphia Phillies. He is an all-star. He allowed one hit. He struck out 10 in a 3-1 win over the Mets last night. He also drove in three runs with a double in the win. He leads the National League in wins. He's top five in the league in wins, innings, strikeouts, ERA, and whip. He was the seventh pick overall in 2014. Philadelphia is tied for first in the NL East, and they're at the Mets tonight, 7:10 p.m. Eastern. Aaron Nola is my guest. Aaron, great to have you on. Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Got to ask you. So you're officially named your first All-Star team. Then you go out last night. You pitch seven innings. You strike out 10. You drive in all three of your team's runs in the win. So how is life for Aaron Nola right now?
It's going pretty well. Yeah, I mean, the team as a whole has been playing pretty well. I mean, we're tied for first, as you say. And, you know, my 3-4 years been over here, we hadn't been on a winning team. So it's been fun, man. I mean, this has been the funnest year, obviously, for me. And we got a good group of guys.
Aaron Nola, my guest. In fact, I want to talk about how things were kind of challenging in years past and what makes this year different. But let me first ask you, you were starting the second game of a doubleheader last night, and the team had dropped a tough one of the Mets in the opener. So what was your mindset going to that game? Did you feel a little extra responsibility to make sure you got that split and stop the bleeding?
Not really. I mean, I just try to go out and do my job like I try to do every time and go compete and do anything I can to win for these guys. And I mean, we played good the first game. It was just that one pitch for us at that walk-off. But that happens. But my main focus, you know, winning or losing, is go out and do my job.
So there's what you did on the mound, and then there's what you did at the plate. You came to the plate with the bases loaded in the top of the fifth. You got to take me through the at-bat. What were you thinking as you stepped into the batter's box? What pitch did you get, and what did it feel like when you were on second?
Well, I hadn't hit a double since 2016. So I felt kind of weird running the bases again.
Right.
But he threw me a first pitch fastball, and I didn't think he would do that with the bases loaded with the two outs. But fortunately, I put a good swing on it.
Now, it's not that it wasn't expected with the way you've been pitching this year, but on Sunday, you were named to the All-Star team. How'd you find out, and what was that moment like?
Gabe Kapler told me before the last game against Pittsburgh, and you know, it's definitely an honor being selected. It's my first one. You know, I followed the All-Star games in previous years, and you know, definitely excited to, you know, meet some of the guys that I played against and competed against. So it should be fun.
Phillies pitcher Aaron Nola joining us. Aaron, you mentioned Gabe Kapler. The guy literally is one of my favorite guys to talk to in all of baseball. He was when he played, but I also recognize that he's an intense guy who's got a different way of doing things. So what did you make of him when you first met him?
When I first met him, I knew it was going to be a fun year because he's super positive. And I think for a younger team, I think that's super important and really big. And, you know, good or bad, he always stays positive. He keeps a clubhouse loose. He's intense. And, you know, he wants to win. He loves competing, and, you know, I think that's rubbed off on us.
Talking Phillies pitcher Aaron Nola. You know, if you go back, though, to the start of the season, he took you out of the season opener after only 68 pitches. You had a 5-0 lead, and then ultimately the bullpen lost that lead, and then Capra took a lot of criticism for it. What did you make of that at the time? For instance, did you understand it, or was that something that maybe you want to talk to him about?
I was kind of confused at first, but we talked the next day, and he pretty much said, like, that's not really how it's going to be. So, you know, I wasn't too worried about it. And, you know, he let the starters go, and which I think is big. You know, it's keeping the bullpen healthy and fresh. And that's what we train for as starters. We try to go deep in the game every time we take them out.
All right, so you're in first right now in the NL East. And as you point out, this team's been through some rough years. And outside your clubhouse, there were not big expectations for the group this year. So when did you first realize that this team could be special?
I think in spring training when we got some of those veteran guys. You know, we had Nischek, and he came back and got Tommy Hunter and Carlos Santana and Arrieta. And we brought those guys in, and they've been in the playoffs before. You know, they've won a lot of games. They've won a World Series. So coming to a young team, they've been in our shoes before. So I think just kind of following, kind of looking up to them to kind of lead them. We kind of formed a good chemistry starting there.
We're talking Aaron Nola for a couple of moments more. So you make that All-Star team for the first time, and you touched on this. You get a chance to be around a bunch of guys in a different environment. How did you celebrate the first All-Star team selection, and are there any guys in particular that you might want to get around and kind of pick their brains?
How did I celebrate when I was
selected? Sure.
Well, we just got everybody in the locker room together, and kind of just said I was selected to the All-Star game, and everybody congratulated me. But, you know, I think, you know, I really couldn't have done it without, you know, without the team. I mean, scoring runs in big situations for me and making great plays behind me.
Aaron Nola, my guest, he is an All-Star of Philadelphia. He's going up against the Mets once again tonight. They're tied for first in the NL East, and he's coming off a win over New York last night. Aaron, really nice to visit with you. Congrats on the All-Star selection, and nice to have you on the show this morning.
All right, man. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Have a great day, Aaron. Thank you.
Thank you.
Aaron Nola, 1-800-636-8686. Good to talk some Phillies baseball. All right, so our phone lines are open. Let me remind you that the Smack Off is 10 days out. You are running out of time. Pick up the phone, hit us up. We are now wide open until the top of hour number 3. This thing's wide open. Now, I've got lots to get to myself, but I want you to take advantage of the opportunity. 1-800-636-8686. Topics if you missed the open. Jay Cutler's in the news. That's always a good thing. Carmelo Anthony may be on his way to Houston. Reports that the Rockets want him after losing a couple of key guys. I mentioned off the very top that Manny Machado is on a lot of contenders' radars, and especially the New York Yankees. So if the AL East is an arms race, you have to wonder, if they get Machado, what do the Red Sox do? Because you know they'll do something. The Yankees, again, don't even need Machado. But then again, if you can get Machado, why wouldn't you get Machado? Costco dropping one of its dogs, and not just a dog, the dog. People are up in arms. Certainly not a first hour topic, but I may get there a little bit later on. You know, we're in the dog days of summer. So people in my position, not me, but people in my position are looking for things to talk about every single day. It's the dog days of summer. So they roll out. And if you want a really easy show to do, look at who got selected to the All-Star game. Aaron Nola is an example. And then look who didn't. And then roll in here and just roll telephone calls. Who got snubbed? Who deserved it? Who got jammed? I could do that, but I won't. In fact, there's almost nothing I care about less than guys complaining about not getting selected or fans complaining about their guys not getting selected. Unless it's a player that I do care about arguing for somebody else. And that did happen. I'm talking about Chris Archer, and I want to get to that topic too. And if I mentioned that we're in Smack Off season, I have another player profile for you today. All of that is still ahead. Let's take a short time out. Hey, Alvin. Summer is here. Thank you, Alvin. No, thank you. Dude, come on. Summer is here, and so is the unbearably hot weather, especially here in SoCal. Man, it is disgusting. Think about how much time we spend in the sun over the summer. And then think about how much time you spend in your car during the summer months. You know how the heat can just suck the life right out of you? Then imagine what it's doing to your car. Summer heat can be draining all of your vehicle's battery, even more so than the harsh winter months. Heat, more than cold, can shorten your battery's life. Rising temps can cause battery fluids to evaporate, leading to corrosion on cable clamps and terminals. And you always want your car at its peak performance. So, do this. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Have your battery tested for free. Free of charge. If it does need replacing, the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts will help you find the exact superstar battery that fits your car or your truck at a guaranteed low price. To find a store near you, go to O'ReillyAuto.com. O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices. Every single day, O'Reilly Auto Parts. Now it's time for a sports.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, so once again, we are open until the top of hour number three, meaning let's get it, step it up. This email reads, Rome, I think there is a discrepancy between Machado's skill set and Baltimore. Yours, Seal, marrying Heidi Klum. Drew in West L.A. Like, Drew, I don't know exactly where you're going with that, nor do I care to find out. What do you mean, Seal marrying Heidi Klum? How do you think he did that? His skill set, Drew? I mean, what does that even mean? I told you a story once before. I ran into Seal in the hotel lobby in Santa Clara before the Super Bowl. And he looked at me and he goes, yo, Jim Rome, what's up? I said, not much. Seal, what's up with you? It's awesome. So don't bring that around here, Drew. True story. Dear Rome, Costco canceled the Polish dog. Who the bleep cares? I can still stuff my face with a chicken Caesar bake and a whole pizza for $3.99 as a freaking appetizer. Yours, Mark. No longer in Lawrence. Aaron in Omaha. I'll decode that for you. That's a Mangino blast. Couldn't be more faded. The take, I mean, not the guy. Couldn't be more faded. Couldn't be more tired. And any less amusing. Triple U. Unfunny, uninspired, unreadable. Triple U. Hey, Jim. Cutler is so full of life. Regards, Gordon Hayward finding out he's having a third daughter. Mike in Buffalo, currently helping him, not hurting him. All right, if you want to hit that, we can hit that. So Gordon Hayward just got done with maybe the worst year of his professional career. Literally 5 minutes into the season opener. 5 minutes into the first year of a four-year, $128 million deal, he obliterates his ankle. Dude put his foot on backwards. Dude had his foot helicoptered. It was awful. One of the scariest, most terrifying injuries you're ever going to see. And while it looks like he may be back on the court and ready for the start of next season, maybe, it is a visual that's going to haunt him and the rest of us for a long, long, long time. However, as bad as that was, that video may not haunt him as long as this video will. Now, let me lay it out for you first. Gordon and his wife, Robin, were expecting baby number three, or R, in January. And because it is 2018 and social media being what it is, Robin posted the gender reveal video of she and Gordon revealing the gender of their new addition. And their two daughters were there for the reveal as well. And they post this thing on social. So now there's all of this gender reveal for parents and their kids. That's one thing, but putting it on social is something else, especially when it's a legitimate reveal. And this particular reveal went something like this.
Okay, ready? Say, Daddy, can you help me?
Help me.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Whoa! Wow. It's a girl!
Whoa! You want a girl?
Brittany, you were right.
Is Daddy happy?
Daddy's always happy.
Look at the balloons. Say bye. Those are working now.
All right, so for those of you who are watching this on CBS Sports Network, you saw exactly what went down. For those of you who are listening, let me walk this back and paint you a picture. Hayward and his wife are in the backyard. Their two young daughters are standing next to a cardboard box that looked like it was just pulled out of the recycling bin and then taped shut by a single piece of scotch tape. The girls open up the box, and they reveal a box of pink balloons.
Whoa, it's a girl.
That's a less than enthusiastic. Whoa, it's a girl.
Whoa.
Gordo. How about that reaction? Whoa.
Whoa.
The only thing missing was another freaking girl. Whoa. And he didn't exactly help that exchange when he chased it with this.
Is Daddy happy?
Daddy's always happy.
Let me tell you something. If Mommy asks, is Daddy happy? Mommy already knows the answer to that question. Is Daddy happy? Daddy's always happy.
Daddy's always happy.
Let me tell you something. This daddy has been a daddy for 17 years. I've been a daddy a pretty long time. Daddy's always happy is code for daddy's not happy. Daddy is not even close to happy. And you know who else is not going to be happy? Child number three, when she scrolls the internet sometime in 2028 and then stumbles upon that video. Plain cardboard box. Balloons that didn't even have helium. Daddy sounding less than enthused when he mutters, whoa, it's a girl. The only thing less subtle would have been Gordon punting one of those pink balloons off the cliff in the back and screaming, damn, damn, why me? I want a boy. Damn, I really wanted a boy. Damn. I've said this a million times. I'm not the first one to say it. I will not be the last one to say it, but I will always say it. The internet is in ink. Ink. That means every single tweet, every single gram post, every single gender reveal video will always be there forever and ever. She's going to see that one day, and then she's going to say, Dad, is that how you really feel? Dad, I'm sorry, I'm not a boy. And then it's going to be very awkward. So if I were the Haywards, that's a good dude. It's a good dude who didn't have a great moment. I'd get out in front of this thing. I would get out in front of this thing, and I would throw down and buy the pony right now. Buy the pony right now, try and get in front of it, and try and make up for it.
Is Daddy happy?
Daddy's always
happy.
Doesn't
Daddy look happy? Doesn't Daddy look happy? Of course Daddy's happy. Let me tell you something. When you're asked the question, I've been there before, I've done this, and it's the truth. When somebody says, what do you want? Like, what gender do you want? Or do you want a boy or a girl? Just say yes. Do you want a boy or a girl? Yes. Which one is it? Yes. What do you want, a boy or a girl? What I want is a healthy baby. That's what I want. My man. And what do you expect? You're going to roll tape on something like that and post it? Of course that's how that's going to go. I'm not somebody who believes in jinxes, but if the wife has got the phone out or somebody else rolling, it's not going to go well, obviously.
Oh, it's a girl.
Oh, damn. It's a girl. My man. Just get back on that horse. Why stop there? Dear Rome. Whoa, it's a girl. Regards, Jeff in San Antonio's parents when Jeff was born.
Whoa.
Steven PHX.
I am definitely a badass.
Rome, gender reveals are so much fun. We love them and love planning them. Signed, stay-at-home dads. John in Huntington Beach, War Daddy is always happy. Is Daddy happy? Again, if Mommy has to ask, Mommy already knows the answer.
Is Daddy happy?
And if Daddy says Daddy's always happy, best know Daddy's not happy at all. We found out for Logan, but not Jake. So we did not want to know. Yeah, Jen and I were thinking, like, one, we don't care. We just want a healthy baby. And two, there's so few surprises in the world, let's not find out. So we didn't find out for our first and went with a neutral room. Everything we bought was neutral, so we were prepared. And then having gone through that once, we decided let's find out for Logan. At TFP Elite tweets, I like how the pink balloons flew away like Gordon Hayward's soul. At the Miano Pan, was that Gordon Hayward or was that Nancy Kerrigan? No, I don't think that he was in that much pain. I think the pain of discovering that he did not get the boy that he wanted so badly was not as painful as somebody dropping a lead pipe on Nancy's knee. Not a good comparison. I know why she did that. Liz in Fall City tweets, that gender reveal was awesome. Signed, the situation. Hey-o, what you gonna do? Can I tell you? Hey-o. The situation's response was much better. I mean, that's what it should have been for Gordo. Hey, oh, what you gonna do? Another girl, hey, oh. I could own it or I can try again.
Is Daddy happy?
Oh, hey, what are you gonna do? Hey.
And like I said, he's gonna have to explain that. One day she will sit down and say, Dad, I wanna ask you something. Yeah, honey, I knew this day was coming. I've been waiting for this. I've been anticipating this. Do you hate me, Dad? Do you hate me? Did you really want a boy that badly? Because I can be the boy you never had. No, honey, really. Is Daddy happy?
Daddy's always happy.
Daddy's not happy. I'm not going to say Daddy's never happy, but I'm going to say in that moment, without knowing and I wasn't there, Daddy was not happy. Does Daddy sound happy?
Whoa.
And Daddy's going to be really unhappy when he finds out that video went viral and people like me are talking about it. I don't know, bro. I don't know if you have a say in these matters. Maybe you don't post that. Maybe you don't post that, because how is that going to go well? Now, I understand that the missus has 97 grand, 97,000 Instagram followers. And believe me, we all know this. Anybody who has a social media platform, and even if you don't have a big platform, you understand the need to feed the beast. You got to give your followers something, whether you have 97 or 97,000 or 970,000. There's always that pressure. I got to post. I got to give them something. But then if you do, this is what happens. Whoa, another girl. Awesome.
Whoa.
That's tough. It shouldn't be that tough. I've never, honestly, this is just me. I'm pumped with my two boys. I've never thought, man, wouldn't it be nice to have a girl and a boy? Girl and a boy? No. It'd be nice to have a couple of healthy kids. Healthy, happy kids that are not a pain in the ass. That's what would be awesome. Steven PHX, bro, I just read one of your emails. Why are you hitting me up on Twitter, too? What's next, a phone call, Steve? At Steve PHX, Gordon Hayward seemed happy to me. Signed, the guy on The Price is Right who gets the showcase showdown with the dining room set. That's good. Dear Jim, in the South, we like to say, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. Doug in the 562, right? And out here, we just say, happy wife, happy life. You can slice that any way you want it. You can say it any way you want it, but it's pretty much true, right? If mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. Happy wife, happy life. Dan in Louisville tweets, why don't you just break my other leg? Signed, Gordon H.
Gordon Hayward.
Right,
is
now we're getting out of hand. That's not funny. I think that we can laugh at the gender reveal, but you can never laugh at that injury. That will never be funny. That will never be okay. 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 50 years. That's not cool. So, Dan, What I'm saying to you is too soon. Too soon. Forever will be too soon. You can't crack that guy for that. That was a devastating injury. So I hope that guy comes back and is as good as he was or even better. But there's no coming back from that gender reveal video, though. You're not coming back from that. I don't know. I don't know how you reconcile or what your strategy is with your family. Like, again, I'm talking about me. Yeah, I think some of you clones want more of me, so I'm trying to give you more of me. Luckily, Janet does not have a high profile on social. Luckily, she doesn't really know or care how that stuff works. I try and talk to Janet like, you know, yeah, I mean, if you want to, go right ahead. But we don't want to. She doesn't want to. I'm just trying to get her up to speed so she can check her kids' social media profiles. Like, I want to make sure that my kids aren't those kids that come up with the dummy accounts. Oh, no. Yeah. Hey, Dad. This is my Instagram account. This is what I have. Oh, really? Yeah, that's your Instagram account. Somehow I doubt that. Do I look dumb to you? That's a dummy account. Let's find the real account now, Junior. All right, so we start hour number two. Open phones in hour number two. Go anywhere you want with it. I've got a Jay Cutler update. I want to talk about Melo to Houston and how that might go and more. You're in the jungle. I am Jim Rome. Do not go anywhere. 10 more days until our Smack Off.